Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here in the studio tonight is Ian.
How are you?
A little bit of an update on the Crypto 6 case. In my case, met with my attorney today, and we got the order from the judge on reducing my... Do you even call it bail conditions? Pre-sentencing conditions, I guess. It's not really bail at this point.
I don't know.
Pre-sentencing conditions.
I guess they do have some sort of terminology. It was pre-trial supervised release.
Yeah.
That was what I was on, and that was what you were on prior to the trial. But, right. Of course, this is post-trial.
Post-conviction, so. Post-trial. Anyway, so the question was, I'm not a problem here for the probation officer, can we just go ahead and reduce the conditions, which I had home confinement. Were you ever on home confinement?
I was never under home confinement. No, right. They were far more worried about my internet usage than they were where I physically were. I mean, I've been all over the United States. I've done more traveling since
been
on supervised release than probably at any other point in my life.
So that has been granted. I'm now under what they call a curfew instead of home confinement. So instead of having to put in... So this has all actually happened before.
Did they ever put you back on the ankle monitor?
No, thankfully, no.
I have the
new version, which is the app that buzzes me 3 times a day and I have to take a picture. Where I'm at.
Okay,
within
a little
15 minutes.
A little bit less restrictive. I mean, technically, you have to stay within 15 minutes of your house, I suppose.
Which isn't bad. I mean, that's fine. We don't walk the dog crazy lengths of distance. So, yeah, it lets me walk the dog without any real issue, and it's not a clumsy device that's wrapped to my ankle 24 hours a day. So from that perspective, it was a step forward. But we went through all this before, where previously I had an ankle monitor on. We had to ask to have that removed, and it took a year before we were able to do the ask, and then we did, and it was granted. And then this time around,
there's also the fact that you had your monitoring software was removed at one point. You were allowed to actually have unmonitored access to internet and computers and stuff for like a very short 3-week-ish or so period.
Yeah, basically during the trial.
Yeah.
Like a week before the trial.
Which, obviously, it makes sense. Like, hey, we're trying this guy. None of the digital surveillance that we've done at him was remotely useful to anyone. It was just a hassle, so can we get that off there? But, like, as soon as the trial was over, the prosecutor was like, hey, can we get that back on there? Like,
and it's back.
What are you going to do with internet access, man?
Yeah,
like,
that's...
You can't leave the country, so anything that you could... theoretically do, is dead in the water already.
Yeah, so that's back. And so the restrictions are back, but we did reduce it to a curfew today. But it's not as good of a curfew as what I had last time, because I had out until 11 o'clock at night last time, and now it's only 7 o'clock at night. But, hey, it is what it is. So.
What time do you get to leave? Because it's like a window, right? It's like
6 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, which was 9 a.m., now it's 6 a.m., So, that probably means I'll be able to go up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for at least one day, kind of like last year where we went up and I gave a speech and hung out with people for the day and then went back. We'll have to leave earlier. But there's a special motion in that my lawyer filed today called an expedited motion. Because normally when you file a motion, the prosecution has 2 weeks to respond to the motion before the judge then can rule on it.
Yeah, and in 2 weeks, I'll be packing up to go to ForkFest,
right? So we need this thing decided quickly, and I guess, expedited is a thing if the lawyers don't do it too often or whatever. I don't know what the rules are around it, but it hasn't really happened in this case. So Sisti filed an expedited motion to specifically get permission to allow me to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest. And, I can check in from the app there or whatever it is I got to do.
My gut tells me that it should... that it shouldn't be an issue. And I don't think the judge will have an issue with it. Like, he did say he wasn't inclined to let you leave the district. Which
means, not what I'm asking for.
Right, which means the state of New Hampshire, for those who have never played around in the federal court system, they call them districts instead of states, but what he means is the state of New Hampshire. And technically, to take 91 up to Lancaster, you do go in and out of Vermont, but that's not even necessary. You could take a different route there.
I could go up through New Hampshire, sure.
Yeah, if that's even an issue to them, but I doubt that would be an issue. And the judge has proven to be very open-minded and very reasonable.
He seems to be
in these matters.
Well, he wants Ian to run.
Oh, and Mark's with us, by the way. Sorry, I forgot to join the room. Thank you.
Yeah, the service in this place sucks.
As I understand it, the judge wants to appear to be liberal and progressive. Hmm. That's what I've been told.
Okay. He was appointed by, like, George Bush or something, though.
Progressive was the word that was used, not liberal.
I see.
But, I mean, he does seem to be more, I don't know anything about his politics, but
me neither.
He does seem to be less law and order, bang the gavel, you're all guilty, hang them, than what I would expect of most federal judges.
Well, we'll see how it goes with this. The motion's in, and within hours of it being filed, the judge had issued an order saying the prosecution must reply by tomorrow.
That's what suggests that the judge is going to be okay with it, because, like, he gave them
24 hours
to respond to this. And that suggests to me that
maybe
he's like,
standard, though. That might be like a standard expedited thing. Anyway, what, Mark?
So this doesn't have anything to do with you going to Talker's new media seminar,
right? Oh, no, I wasn't going to ask for that because I'm specifically not allowed to leave the state, so I'm not going to ask for permission for that.
Are you not allowed to leave the state or New England? I mean,
the state. This is the District of New Hampshire.
So I know it's a federal court judge, and in this case, it's the District of New Hampshire. But question, point of order, it is the First Circuit or something like that, right? So wouldn't you be able to stay within the First Circuit?
No, the restrictions on me are specifically the District of New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's worth, like, fighting the judge and making him angry.
No, that's
like,
not worth it.
Violating the letter, or the spirit, but not the letter of what he wrote in order to go to this convention in Long Island that I don't think you care much about in the first place.
I mean, I like the convention, but it isn't going to change much whether we go or not. I mean, I think Mark pointed out, somebody pointed out, I don't know who this person was, Mark, but you shared something with us earlier that some people are kind of tired of the repetitiveness of the Talkers Convention, and to be fair, it does have that tendency. You know, they've been telling the talk show hosts the same thing for years. Like, you got to get on the internet, guys. You got to. That's basically.
It's 120-year-old technology. Of course, it's repeats.
You got to get on the internet.
Well, I've never been to this thing, but if I get permission to go, I suspect that will make it a little bit different because I doubt they've ever had an openly trans person there.
I cannot recall ever seeing that. I don't recall ever seeing it. Yeah.
I mean, I know.
I want to
see that. You attract more attention than your average openly trans person.
Yeah. Oh, that's by design.
They've had Al Franken there, and I suspect he's probably put a wig on at some point in his life, but nah, that's about it.
I want to see the conservative reactions to my presence there. I looked at the Heavy 100 for 2022 for talk radio, at least, and they weren't all Republicans, from what I could tell. Like, Charlotte.
Wasn't it 2023? 2023 is out, right?
Not that I found.
It's got to be coming out real soon if it's not out yet.
Yeah, I looked for it because I'm curious whether or not Free Talk Live moved up a spot or down a spot or just stayed in number 24, which is where we were at last year. But I couldn't find it. I did find 2022, and Charlamagne the Great is this hip-hop guy. I don't know anything about him, but he's definitely not a conservative Republican. So he's at least there, or at least he
wasn't.
Isn't
Charlamagne the God?
I don't know, man. I don't listen to that stuff. I listen to rock. He's Charlemagne something.
I'm guessing
Charlemagne the God.
The Talker's Heavy 100 list will have to come out this week. I mean, they
usually do it before the convention, right?
Yeah, it used to come out in February, and then it was like March, and then April. So they pushed it back year after year, and normally they have to have it out before the convention because that's when they award the big free speech award, which I was awarded last year. And thank you to Talkers for doing that. One of the few people who wasn't able to come and actually accept the award, but Mark Day did give an excellent speech. And there's video of that if you go to the Free Talk Live, maybe YouTube, definitely Odyssey channel.
I'd like to thank all of the little people.
You're welcome. So anyway, that's just, I wanted to give people an update. And by the way, thanks to everybody who's written.
You know where that comes from, Ian?
No, not offhand.
Barbara Streisand.
That sounds exactly right. I mean, that's what I would sort of expect.
Yeah, I think it was the acceptance for Yentl. And, like, I think she meant it in all the right ways. And, right, like, compared to Barbara Streisand, all the people who worked in the movie are little people. And without their help, things wouldn't have happened the way they were supposed to happen. And what's the difference between, I'd like to thank all the people that made this possible versus all the little people. Like, really, I mean, she just shortened the sentence. But boy, oh boy, damn, did that not resonate.
I bet it didn't. Yeah. So letters, by the way, you can still send if you want to send a letter to the judge on my behalf. We're still accepting those. You can go to letters.freetalklive.com. You might have thought about doing it before, and then you forgot. Good news is my sentencing was delayed. It was going to be in April. It's now going to be July 17th. So we still have time. If you want to send something, you can get instructions.
In theory.
You can get an address over at letters.freetalklive.com. And again, thank you to the over 100 people.
I've got July 16th as a Sunday.
It's the 17th, so that would be the next day.
Well, I hope it doesn't get pushed back again. I mean, mine was pushed back repeatedly.
We're still waiting on another pre-sentencing report from probation at this point.
Aria, I will take as many pushbacks as I can get in this circumstance.
I'm aware that you are, but you're not the one who's, like, watching the light at the end of the tunnel constantly move further away, right? Or closer, as the case may be, because it's actually a freight train or whatever. But it's easy when
Let me make my argument. Thank you. You're right. Absolutely. I do not sit there in your or Ian's shoes. It's certainly not your shirt today.
It is Tapas Tuesday.
Yeah. He's not wearing a shirt, is he?
I haven't.
We weren't connected with him before the show.
That's true. We were busy.
The point is that you will most assuredly, Aria, have gone to jail at that point, and the longer that Ian's is delayed, the more likely I am not stuck too hostless, which could be pretty bad for Free Talk Live. It probably requires me to do a lot of different things than I've been doing.
Right.
Recently.
Yeah, I understand. And from that perspective, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm hoping that Ian doesn't go to prison, right? I'm going to prison, and that's not going to change. That's why if someone wants to actually do something, they're concerned about this, letters.freetalklive.com is the way to go, because I'm going to prison. That's not changing. That's going to happen. But Ian doesn't have to go to prison at this point. And we're hoping that he never has to go.
Speaking of which,
a possibility, because appeal is an option.
What is your day, Aria?
I'd have to check to be sure. I think it's June the 27th. It's either the 26th or the 27th. It's the Tuesday of whichever one that is. I constantly
26th. Oh, wait. Yeah, 27th.
Yeah, I constantly mix them up. But that's what it is.
Did they tell you yet where?
No. And I don't expect they're going to until like the very last minute.
Okay. Probably.
Yeah.
Knowing government.
Because that's the government, right? Why? They're not in a hurry. It's not their life, right? They don't care. But it's, you know, the whole thing has been assigned to some board. I do get asked a lot, you know, well, are you going to a men's prison or a women's prison or where are you going?
I bet you do.
But like, guys, this is the federal government. Like, these are the same people who manage the DMV. Well, it's not really the same people, the same institution, but you know what I mean. They're not good.
Same organizational model.
Yeah, they're not good at anything.
The guy in the, there's a gentleman who sent a letter, and he asked us to not name him, but he's in the Midwest, we'll say that. And he is in a federal facility there, and he said, it's like living at the DMV.
Yeah, he did. Maybe that's why the idea was stuck in my head.
You know, you're going to deal with some pettiness. You're going to deal with bureaucracy.
My concern is that I have to self-report, which means I'm going to be in one of the camps and not one of the prisons. That's why the letter, you know, until I realized what he was saying, it kind of bothered me. I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a lot worse than I've been expecting. But then he was like, oh, but I haven't been in a camp.
He's in minimum security.
Right. And I'm going to end up in a camp, as far as we can tell, because I'm self-reporting, so I'm like the lowest of low security. Like, I'm going and turning myself in. You can't get lower security than that. And I have absolutely no criminal history. I'm college educated. There's a list online that you can tell what your classification level would be. Okay, Mark, thanks. But you can look online to see what your classification as a criminal would be. And, like, I don't even get a single point at any point during the thing. So I'm 0 points, other than the actual crime itself, which was a nonviolent crime. But anyway, so I don't know. But I do have to self-report on June 27th at 2 p.m., and I don't know where I'm supposed to self-report to. And how does this work? Do I get an Uber there? Do I go to the local jailhouse and get them to transport me? There's nothing that's been communicated to me about this, and nothing will be communicated to me about this until the last minute. When I'm at Pork Fest.
Right.
And they're like, hey, by the way, we figured it out. You're going to Devens, Massachusetts. Have a good time. See you Tuesday.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to have you drop off in Concord and then ship you down, or if you're going to have to go to the actual facility yourself and get dropped off by a friend or whatever.
I don't know.
It's crazy. How long do you expect to stay at this point, Aria?
I'm saying it's 18 months. It is an 18-month sentence, but with the First Step Act and all of these other things, a lot of it you have to be pursuing like a degree to get some of the things knocked off. I'm likely... Some people have said 6 to 9 months. As I look more into it, it's more likely going to be 12 to 15, realistically. And I may get, it may be 12 with 3 additional months on house arrest or something along those lines. But most likely, I would say 15 months.
We have no idea.
Pursue a degree.
She already has a degree.
Yeah, there's nothing I could get a degree in 15 months that I would want a degree in. Like, if I was going to get a degree, it would be in, like, theology or early Christian, you know, history or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something that I'm really fascinated and interested in, but you're not getting an associate's degree in early Christian history.
Do you have to get the degree in order to get the time off?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to avail myself of every opportunity to get out of there faster. You don't have to tell me to do everything I can to get out of there faster, right? I don't want to be in prison. So anything I can do, short of granting people sexual favors to get myself out faster, I'm going to be doing.
The guy that wrote the letter today, he actually says that if you take people up on sexual offers, it could get you in trouble.
Well, yeah, I would imagine so, right? They don't want that.
Yeah, probably should.
What's the story behind that?
It depends on the facility as well. Like, well, you're not allowed to self-engage in these acts in a lot of prisons. It's considered self-mutilation in places. You're not allowed to be happy. You're supposed to be miserable. It's prison. They don't want people experiencing pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Mark, if you're...
So somebody makes you an offer and then goes and tattles...
I don't want anyone doing me any favors about anything while I'm in prison. And anyone who wants favors done for them while they're in prison is going to have a bad time. I don't care if you want to give me a Twinkie. I don't want it. No, thank you. I'll buy my own.
Whether it's tattling or not, it could get caught and then, you get punished. And that would include loss of good time, for instance, likely in that case. Let's go to the phones here. We got Renee on the line. He's usually in Louisiana. Renee.
Yeah, what kind of subjects can that talk about?
Renee, this is a talk show where you call in and you get to talk about the things you want to talk about. We're talking about prison right now.
Yeah, prison, that's something. I want to talk about...
It is.
Go ahead, Renee. What were you going to say? You want to talk about something?
Well, relate to prison, my attitude and my opinion towards judges, they're mostly wordless because they're not fair. They're biased, and they don't do a good job of rehabilitating society, which is supposed to be their job, as well as punishing people or making decisions. It's like the correction system is, I don't know if it ever was good, but it's definitely broken.
I mean, you're absolutely right. Every indication that everything, that was filed in regard to my sentencing pointed to the fact that the best thing to be done to rehabilitate me or to make me a better person or whatever terminology they want to use would have been to mandate a year of therapy or something along those lines. And instead, it's 18 months in prison. Rehabilitation hasn't been the goal of the prison system in my entire life. And I'm surprised... that even gets mentioned in normal conversations. It's solely an avenue for punishing people.
Though. Yeah, they like to pretend like it's for corrections.
Yeah, I would say that, when you think about the judge's position here, imagine for a second that you go for your sentence to a year's worth of, talking to a therapist and all that stuff, and then you go and you commit some other crime, right? If they send you to prison... and you get out and commit a crime. Well, at the very least, he did all he could. He sentenced him to prison, or he sentenced you to prison.
And that's sort of true, but my recidivism rate was like 0.2% or something. I don't remember the exact rate.
This
was
like an estimate of recidivism, the likelihood of recidivism?
Of people in my condition, my status, my whatever, my life, who are similar, they have a 0.2% chance of reoffending at some point. So there's like 1 in 500 people who would be sentenced in this charge would be likely to commit another crime. So it's meaningless.
Right. You're not going to go right out and start selling Bitcoin again without government paperwork or whatever, even though, you know, I don't think it's
not unless you win your appeals.
Yeah, I don't think it should be illegal, but I know these people are psychopaths, and they will come in with guns pointed at you and possibly shoot your dog if you don't get their stupid paperwork.
They did all of that except shoot my dog. I did not have a dog at the time, and thankfully they did not shoot my cats.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is that not all offenders are equal. It counts on how severe they've done their offenses. You know, for bootlegging and selling stuff against the law, That's American tradition. That's why the colonists made a lot of money against the British Empire until finally they had a revolt and went against the British Empire. That's their extra money stuff. Anyhow, it's illegal and wrong and immoral, you know. But there are serious offenses that I would say the judicial system could be revengeful or redressed. And then there's some people that aren't really that bad off that, they it's a minor infraction. They should just be rehabilitated or check in, say hi, how you doing, how's your problem, and like she said, like the person said, she said, get some therapy. You know, not everybody should be treated equally.
Prisons are filled with victimless criminals. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I see where you're coming from on that. The prisons are filled with victimless criminals, and this is. It's an industry, right? Like, they want to have bodies in cells. So if it's a bureaucracy, because, you know, they got the private prisons and then they got the government prisons. If it's a bureaucracy, they have the same incentive that every other bureaucracy has, which is to say, we need more bureaucrats. We need more prisons. We need to keep this thing going. We got a good thing going here. We got all this money coming in. And the same thing's true of these private prisons, because they don't really have competition. They're just essentially like government-approved private entities that run these prisons. So the private prisons want to make sure they get more money coming in, so they want the government people to keep arresting marijuana users or other victimless criminals to fill up those cells. I mean, the incentives aren't very different between the bureaucracy and the private prisons.
Rene really hit it on the head, whether he intended to or not, in the circumstance. He said, well, you know, some people, depending on the circumstances, they have they need to be punished severely, or whatever he said. That just comes down to a story, right? Who told me the most interesting story, the most believable story? And, you know, in your case, the prosecution told a really great story about some people who had money taken by somebody who wasn't you. And the jury only had one person they could go after.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. Apparently, drone strikes in Moscow happened recently. And you can also bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA News update. The White House is urging Congress to quickly pass the bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling. Shalonda Young, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, said this bill protects Americans.
It will protect our legislative achievements, including the legislation that is creating good jobs in this country. And it's protecting critical programs that millions of Americans count on.
Young also said the bill is a compromise, which is how you govern. Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur behind the blood testing startup Theranos, has reported to a federal prison in Texas. She was convicted of defrauding investors in the company out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made that announcement today, adding that she continues to live a happy life at home with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter. He entered hospice care earlier this year after suffering a series of hospitalizations. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And since we're talking about prison in the Crypto 6 case, I know, Aria, you've got an El Salvador prison update. Get that ready. We'll get to it here in a little bit. We got some callers on the line. The number again, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, by the way, this hour brought to you by Dash. It's digital cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. That was the original vision, and like almost a decade ago, and they've stuck with it, which is one of the great things about Dash. There just aren't very many cryptocurrencies that focus on actually being useful in the real world. And Dash does a great job of it. You can actually get them on a bunch of exchanges because, again, they've been around a long time. They're in multi-crypto wallets all over the place. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. We had a great interview with Ryan Sovereign, who is one of the folks from the Dash incubator over the weekend. So if you missed that episode and you want to learn a lot about Dash, it was really an in-depth interview. Grab Saturday night show from archives.freetalklive.com and check that one out. But from a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and the network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. We actually got into kind of the a little bit more of the meat of chain locks without getting too technical. We kind of got some explanation as to how that works, how Dash is protected when pretty much every other chain is not. There's no need to wait.
Cool. I'm going to have to listen to that episode.
Yeah, there's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete. So it is great for merchants. And you can go to learn more over at dash.org. Once again, that is dash.org. By the way, fees for Dash is typically less than 1 cent per transaction. Bonnie said she was checking the price between a Bitcoin transaction and a Dash transaction just the other day when she was buying lunch over at the Mighty Moose Mart here in town. And the Bitcoin transaction would have been $3.40, and the Dash transaction was way less than 1 cent. So, you know, there's one that's useful and one that's not. So big thanks to the Dash Decentralized Organization for sending us, Decentralized Autonomous Organization, for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org and learn more about Dash at Dash.org. Let's go to the phones here and to your calls and thoughts. Tim is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I did call about my dog, but I did have just a couple of comments on the upcoming imprisonment or possibility of.
It's definite for Aria at this point, unfortunately.
Yeah. But you can always say, do you like to read, Aria?
I love reading.
You know, you take advantage of the time because I presume you'll have access to a library there.
I intend to spend more time writing than reading because by trade I'm a writer. That's what I did before I ever put a microphone in front of my face. And I prefer writing. It's just I don't have the time or the political energy to do a large amount of writing and a large amount of talk radio while also doing the, you know, 50 hours a week at the place that I was working at. So something fell away, and that happened to be the writing. But, you know, there's plenty of time, and it's something I enjoy doing, and that's what I'm going to end up. The first time I was ever in jail, right, I was kept in solitary confinement in this little holding cell.
You mean on the arrest for the Crypto 6?
No, this was when I was like 17 or something. No.
Okay.
First time I was ever arrested. And it was a miserable experience. I was just shoved into this concrete room by myself, and I stayed there for about 2 days. Hmm. And there was literally there was a toilet in the room, and that was it.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And it was just that for 2 days while I'm 17 years old. Didn't even see another human being to interact with. So what did I do?
They must have been putting food through a slot.
They put food through the slots. But okay, that's it. That was the extent of human interaction.
They do interact with.
Okay, I gotcha.
And the only thing I could do there to occupy my time was tell myself stories in my head. So that was what I did.
Yeah, I think it's a good plan to do some writing while you're in there. And, of course, in most prisons, you are able to receive books in addition to the library. I don't know what the rules are at federal minimum security, but I think you can get books at some heavier security. I know I sent some to Chris Cantwell while he was in Max or whatever the hell he was in.
I plan to update my website, ariadomeso.com, with, like, contact information about how people can write me and, you know, what sort of topics I'm interested in for anyone who wants to send me books or, you know, send money to my commissary or whatever. That should all be there at ariadomeso.com. It's not there yet.
I know that Chris Wade's going to update the Crypto 6 website at thecrypto6.com with all the necessary info for contacting. So that'll be done for sure. So what else, Tim?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and skip my ramen recipes. We can keep that for another show. But my dog this morning, you know, I was looking around for her. I didn't see her. I saw the other dog in the living room. I look out. No, this is the pit bull. And she's been treeing squirrels, rabbits, birds, ducks.
Toddlers.
She's been treeing them for a very, very long time, right?
She's been what to them?
To tree them would mean to run them up the tree and just keep them there?
Yeah, or just will be fascinated by, like, a squirrel running back and forth out of
reach. How do you tree a rabbit?
On the telephone line.
Yeah, I didn't know rabbits could climb trees.
Yeah, you're right. So that's actually not possible. But, but anyway, so this morning I'm looking for her, and I look out, and she's chowing down on something, like it's a full meal. And I go out there, and she's got a mourning dove. She's decapitated it. She's already skinned it. She's got a mouthful of feathers. And I ended up having to take her inside, and I buried the poor thing. But I don't feel happy for the bird, but I feel happy because my dog felt happy, and she's been trying for so long.
So it was an accomplishment for the dog then.
Yeah.
Okay. Get her a puzzle.
Well, you know, and I talked to her on walks, you know, for the last year. You know, I said one day Joe Biden's going to take all the food and you're going to have to put in your weight around here.
Did you have to clean the gore off of the dog's mouth? I mean, was it pretty messy or?
I just let her savor it. I haven't given her any toothpaste yet. But that's probably coming later tonight. But I did bury the bird, and, you know, that's how I know she's my best friend, because we buried a bird together.
That's a nice story, Tim. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Ricky in Pennsylvania.
I'm just kind of in shock. Ricky, I don't know how to respond to any of this.
Ricky from the Commonwealth. Go ahead, Ricky.
You get used to it again, brother.
Go ahead, Ricky. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, brother Mark, sister Ari, good evening. Now I got something interesting because I heard you talking. I was listening tonight as always. And you were talking about the Talkers Convention. I remember you talking about that back in 15. And you know what I find interesting? You were kind of apprehensive then. And you know what's funny about all this? And I'm thinking about this. They're saying about getting on the Internet. Well, you've been on the Internet. That's how I know how you and Brother Mark look like. I don't know anybody else. But you had a video stream. I used to listen to it, you know? And I could
watch
it.
Which one of us is more handsome, Ricky?
Huh?
Which one of us is more handsome?
You know what? You look different. Now, you have more of a, how should I say, more, don't take offense to this, but more of a, I don't want to use the word, I'm not the word feminine, but you know, like a Fabio kind of thing going. You know, don't take offense to that. And Ian has a...
Does that mean I could end up on the top, the front of a romance novel? Because I'm okay with that.
Probably. I think it could. I think it could.
Just got to get some long hair. We can do that with the AI.
Mark, let me keep your ego in parameters here. Ricky is legally blind.
Well, he's saying from back when he wasn't.
I know.
I'm blind now, yeah. Sister Aria.
I know.
But I could see back then.
Yeah, I know. It was just a joke, man.
All you have to do is go to my Instagram page. And you can see me with long hair because somebody put it on.
A different look.
One of those art things.
Look like Ian Freeman should have. It fits suits him well.
I don't have access to Instagram, so I can't see that. What were you calling about tonight, Ricky?
Well, I was thinking about what you said about the Talkers Convention because, like I said, you're already on the Internet. And they say you got to be on the Internet. Now, there are people, since I came back and I'm impressed, there are several people where it's very apparent that call in at least more than once that only listen to the radio. These guys don't get it. You know, they don't get it, Brother Ian.
Who doesn't get it? The other talk show hosts?
The Talkers guys, the guys at the Talker Convention, because that was going on back then.
Well, no, I mean, a lot of them do get it.
If they got it, I feel like they would probably be including podcasts to some degree in their lineups.
Oh, you're talking about the Heavy 100?
Yeah. I don't know.
They don't have podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know to what extent they should, because it is a talk radio convention. But if they're out there beating that drum and saying, you got to get on the Internet, then start addressing the Internet only shows.
You've had the podcast version forever. I don't get what these guys are talking about. I don't understand.
Well, let me see if I can clear it up for you. So Talkers is a talk radio convention, although I think they would say it's a talk media convention. They do want to have, you know, podcasting types there, although they don't market to podcasters. So it's kind of like they say one thing, but then the attendees are a whole other group. But they tend to be radio talk show hosts, and there's a, you know, smattering of program directors and, like, network executive types that come to this. It's a schmooze fest is what it is. It's everybody just, you know, that everybody... Everybody knows everybody else, and over the years, the industry is so small. People that move from one business to or one company to another, they're still the same people. They just have a different title at a different company, and they come back to the same convention, and everybody trades business cards. And people, I'm sure, get new gigs. I mean, that has happened. People who are looking for work will come to this thing, and they'll find somebody who's looking to
hire. That's why I'm going.
And that kind of thing. and you know, on occasion, we've met some program directors that we've never met in real life before, and you know, sometimes they carry our show already, and sometimes sometimes they don't, and then they do. So, I mean, it hasn't been a total wash or anything like that, I don't think, for Free Talk Live over the year. It definitely helps raise our profile in the industry. I think it's worth attending, but I understand why someone would get burned out on it, because there's not really much. I don't think you're going to take away a lot from the content on the stage. And that's true at a lot of conventions, by the way. Like, you know, if I'm at the Liberty Forum, which is the Free State Project convention, which I went to this year, I'm not interested in going in to watch the stage presentations. You know, I'm here in New Hampshire. I know, you know, a lot of the stuff that's going on. I'm not going to learn new things about libertarianism, right? I'm not a newbie to libertarianism, so it's more productive to just stay outside of the stage area and actually talk to the people if you're running a booth or whatever. And in my case, that's what I was doing at Liberty Forum this year, was I was volunteering in a booth. But you know, if it's at Talkers, then it's just hanging out in the social area where you can actually talk to people. On occasion, there will be a topic that I do want to go and see, and I'll go in and I'll sit in and watch that. But that tends to be how I am. So how I am at Porkfest. Like, I'm very rarely at the actual main stage.
It has to be a really good speech or something that I'm like uniquely interested in.
So if you know, it's just like any convention. It's all about networking. It's all about meeting people. If you're just going exclusively for what's happening on the stage, then it will get pretty dry, especially if you go year after year after year, because it is fairly repetitive. And the message that they have been trying to pound into these talk radio guys' heads, who are all a bunch of old dudes for the most part, is you got to get on the internet. Get, you know, if you're not on a podcast, you got to get a podcast. And they've been saying this for the entire 15 plus years, I think, that Mark and I have been attending this particular seminar. Probably 18 years now, because I think we started in 2005.
Which is all very similar to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You know, I'm fairly burned out on it as well, because it's generally the same people doing the same things year after year, and all of the speeches are about the same sort of thing. It's like you said about Liberty Forum. I don't need to go to the festival. I don't need to go to the stage to learn about how does libertarianism handle the education or whatever, because, like, I already know that, or it's just not a topic that's interesting to me, or it's something about what is actually happening here in New Hampshire is for new people or whatever.
Right.
None of it's,
you know what's interesting? That's exactly where I was going with this. And I'm glad Mark's on for this one, because this came up last night, because Ian was kind of hanging his head down. Oh, I had this idea and that idea. But you know what? Think about this. If you were to create a show that would have been like the original idea, just a libertarian think tank, right, they would have never made it this far. What it ended up being is far greater than one. You're on all forms of media, that being said. But second, it's far greater than that, Free Talk Live. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of like libertarian oriented, but others aren't. And you guys all are libertarians. But what you created in the end, and I want Mark's take on this, is way greater than the original concept. That would have, I think, eventually just burned out and died.
I don't even know if you, I don't think you were around for the original days of this show. I mean, fundamentally, it hasn't really changed that much as far as
concept. Your original concept you said you had never really happened. I know Dow used to get all frustrated.
I brought my original vision to the air, and it's stayed pretty firm since then. I mean, the hosts have changed, but the vision of this show
You originally said you wanted to have it, not only the host, but also the callers be libertarian.
No, I never said that.
It's a way better concept.
No, sir, I never said that.
I said that.
That's the impression I got last night.
No, I never said that, Ricky.
He thought that, you know, libertarianism would take off.
Yeah, that's what I said last night. I said that I had hoped that libertarianism would become very popular, and that eventually Free Talk Live would actually have competition, that we would have other shows in the world of talk radio who were doing something libertarian as well, that we could, you know, be competing with, and that would raise everybody up. But no, that is what never happened. But my vision for the show was always an open phone show with libertarians behind the mics, and then anybody could call in.
If I may, Brother Ian. You know, that's the one thing, like Daryl used to say, and he was a frustrated libertarian. He really was. The problem is libertarians is other libertarians, it tends to be.
That is true. I mean, libertarians love to have their little infightings, and we certainly heard about some of that with the Porcupine Freedom Festival last night when a gentleman called in to – complained that he apparently has been banned, which, by the way, I did hear from...
I heard that.
Yeah, I did hear from the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizer today. He's interested in calling in. He sounded like he wanted to be on the same night as me, Aria, and Bonnie. So we may have to wait until Monday to hear
curious
from him on that. But, Ricky, thanks for the call. I appreciate the thoughts here tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. But, yeah, Free Talk Live as its vision originally was implemented. Absolutely. There was nothing that we didn't do. We did what we intended to set out to do, which was create an open phones radio show where anyone was free to call in and still is free to call in about absolutely anything. So that's always been true about us.
But when we were on the rock station way back in the day, with 105.9 Real Radio or whatever it was identified as early on, it was a different show. It was much more sort of character voices and people fooling around.
Those were the callers.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the callers, what we used to say was, it's your show, right? Like, the callers populated the show to some extent. And I'm not saying that your vision didn't happen, Ian. What I'm saying was the show was different.
Well, of course. I mean, it was 20 years ago. But
different callers.
And the callers were very different at that time. And that was because of the nature of the station that we were on, which was an FM talk station. And we don't really have stations like that these days.
We do have a lot of FM talk stations. We
I meant like a hot talk. Thanks for the clarification there. What in the business they would call a hot talk station, or some people might call blue talk, which is just sort of most of the shows during the day would be apolitical. Meaning that they were talking about pop culture and, you know, stuff like that as far as the content was concerned.
It was blue because it was all kind of cool and low-key?
Wouldn't say it was, like, obsessed with sex or anything like that. So, I mean, blue's probably the wrong term. The term that I would use is, you know, at least in the industry, is hot talk radio, where they're not concerned with politics or issues per se. I mean, their issues would be different, like talking about relationships or sex and things like that would have been more pop culture, would have been more
like the old ladies who used to do the sex radio show, right? There used to be one who did that, right?
Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Yeah.
There's been a few doctors on the air. A Loveline would be a sex would be a good example, I think, of a kind of classic hot talk
Dr.
show.
Dr. Drew
Pinsky. And for a while, Adam Carolla, but then Adam Carolla retired and they've put other people on. I don't know if it's still on, but that show was around for a long time. But that's probably one of the more prominent hot talk shows. And that was the kind of station that we were on. So you got a different sort of audience. But Free Talk Live was still the same show as far as we opened the phones. Anyone could call in about anything they wanted.
Well, I don't know if Free Talk Live, you know, has stuck true to its original vision, because you're the only one who knows that. But I'm anxious to get out of prison so I can resume seeing my therapist again, because she's really insightful and she's made me aware of some things that I wouldn't have otherwise been aware of. Like, I mentioned something about Aria Uncensored or Call to Freedom or some other show that I was considering, but I was like, I'm going to prison so I can't resume a show or start a new show or whatever. I don't remember exactly what the concept or the conversation was about, but she asked point blank, you know, well, what do you consider to be a successful show, or what do you consider to be a show that's like worth your time and effort that you put into it? And I didn't have a good answer. And by contrast, she's like, well, you write these novels, you write these books, you write this music and all this other stuff, and you don't care at all if those things are, quote, successful. You don't measure your music by how popular it is, or your writing by how popular it is. So how come when it comes to these shows, you're measuring that by how popular it is? And I was like, wow, just completely taken aback, and just in that one question had to reformulate exactly what I consider to be a successful thing.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I mean, for me, it's like, am I satisfied as a creating person, right? Like, when you're doing music, like you said, is it your vision? Is it the thing that you imagined? Is it, you know, true to what you had originally wanted to create? Did it sound the way you wanted it to sound? Or whatever the things that you tend to judge your own performance by. Same thing's true of me. I don't really care what the statistics show. I know Mark's very concerned with statistics. It, to me, doesn't matter one iota.
Success is measurable and quantifiable.
Well, for
it depends on how you define success, right?
Yeah, for me is it
measure as being measurable and quantifiable.
For me is did I show up and have a good time? Yes. Okay, that was a good show. Then if I had a good time, if I didn't have a good time, or I feel like I didn't do a great performance, if you want to call it that, then and again, I'll be winners, right? You do 300 plus shows a year, you're gonna have some bombs on your hands. And same thing would be true if you did a bunch of songs
right. And
crank those things out too.
So well, every album has filler, right? I mean, that's just a fact of the situation. The music industry is sort of moving less
away from albums.
Yeah, right. Which is why I like that, because it means less filler and all singles, or not singles, whatever the word would be. But I mean, that was a line from, I think, a Primus album. They can't all be zingers. I think it was their greatest hits albums. I mean, it's absolutely true. You can't, and this was one of the reasons that, like, 15 years ago, my music throughput just plummeted to nothing, because I was in this mindset that every new song I wrote had to be the best song I had ever written. There was no way. There was no way to lose the ability to write music faster than that.
Yeah, some of the trolls in the chat room were complaining the other day, Free Talk Live's change is worse than it's ever been or whatever, and I pulled up the statistics at that point, because then it's, then you're just playing with the trolls or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Statistics show Free Talk Live listens have been going up since Aria Demezzo came on the show in 2017, 2019,
nice.
Or whatever the year was.
They were complaining about me then? Of course they were.
Yeah, they're always complaining about you, but yeah, they also complain about me for letting
Aria
you on the
doesn't
show.
Wear pants! Why doesn't she wear pants?
No pants today.
I haven't worn pants since I came to New Hampshire, I don't think.
You can
I
make
think
Aria
the whole
wear
idea
pants.
Is that you don't like wearing pants.
You can make Aria wear pants. We were playing with the Adobe Photoshop Firefly last night, which is
because whatever was coming to mind for me when you were talking about me making Aria wear pants was just not really satisfying. Thanks.
So we talked last night about how Photoshop has added this AI option. Of course, everybody knows Photoshop is the go-to graphics editing suite forever, and now they've got AI built right into Photoshop. What I learned today, though, is you got to have an internet connection, so it's not doing it on your local computer.
Oh.
It's sending it out to the cloud to be
so
processed.
So it will never be pirated.
Ooh, good point. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm going to prison before the 30 days would be up anyway. So if I'm unconvinced at this point whether or not I'm going to let the trial proceed and actually charge me, because it's $20 a month, $21 a month, or something like that.
The Adobe Photoshop trial,
just to
clarify. We've been talking a lot about trials here.
Yeah, sorry. The Adobe Photoshop trial is 7 days, and then it's if you buy it a month at a time, it's like $30 a month, and it's a little bit pricey. Last night, I was making the obviously stupid mistake of not selecting the target. I didn't know how to use Photoshop. It's been 10 years since I've done anything with Photoshop, so I had to relearn some of that. And then I was not overly impressed with anything that I was able to make it do, but I'm sure, like, I just wanted simple stuff, like change the skirt that I'm wearing or something like that.
Well, I was able to do that with the freebie tool that they have. Anyone can go to firefly.adobe.com. This is the engine that they put into Photoshop. They've had it online, apparently, for a couple months. Anybody can sign up for an account, and you can generate images, kind of like Midjourney or DALL-E 2 or Stable Diffusion. So they have their own image generator, which I haven't played much with. And then they've got the thing where you can just load up a picture, add things to it, change a background. So I changed, I put a picture of Aria in there, and like gave her a mermaid fins for legs and gave her some sunglasses and changed out the background. You could do it within seconds. It's pretty amazing. We got more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.